to the Write for Reason podcast. My name is Janet Wilson. I'm a publisher of Christian fiction for young people with Dernier Publishing. If you are a Christian and new to writing stories for kids and teens, stay tuned for encouragement, creative writing tips, and actionable strategies you can implement immediately to become a better writer. Now, this week, I have something really special for you. A selection of tips from other writers for a reason. And if you've been in touch with me recently, yours may well be in here. So some of you will know from social media that I fractured my elbow while ice skating last week. It was such fun. We had a brilliant time. We'd been on the ice for about an hour and we had about 2 minutes before the end of the session and went round for the last time and we were nearly round and I slipped over on the ice and cracked my elbow. And of course it had to be the right elbow and I'm right-handed, so typing is difficult. So I asked you for your best writing tips and they are really excellent. I'm thrilled by all these wonderful tips that you've been sending me in. So I thought I'd put them in a podcast for you. One thing I certainly can do, even though I'm not very good at typing with my left hand, is to talk. So here's the very first tip from Maureen. She says, "One tip from me is to pray for inspiration from the Holy Spirit as to what I should write and how." Now that's a really excellent tip, isn't it? Still from Maureen, here's a second tip. This is the disturbing fact of when a character either suddenly appears in your work in progress without warning, or a sudden problem or danger pops up, upsetting our plan of work. Instead of being scared, explore the new arrival or upset. It may be unexpected, but if it's come from our subconscious, then it is very important and crucial to the work in progress. Again, this is a really good tip, and it does happen a lot, doesn't it? You may have a really good plan for your story. You may have got it all sorted out, what's going to happen at the beginning, the middle and the end. And as you're writing, you feel this something cropping up. Well, if that happens, as Maureen says, why not go with the flow and see where it takes you? It may be that you get back on track and finish the story in exactly the same way you were planning, but with this extra little bonus. Or it may be that the story takes you somewhere else. If it feels good, carry on with it. So thank you, Maureen, for that really good tip. Now, here's a really good tip from Ruth, who has just joined our Writers for a Reason Unite group. And she says, "I dictate most of my writing onto my phone and use a free version of Evernote to transfer it to the computer." Well, I think this is one tip that I might be putting into practice straight away. You know, I say in the beginning, actionable strategies you can implement immediately. This is something I think that I'm going to have a look into and see how to do that. Now, if you don't know Evernote, it's spelled E-V-E-R-N-O-T-E, and that's one word. So do check that out. Right, the next tip is from Karen. She's over in the States and she says, "I haven't got any particular tips except to say, just keep writing." And I'm all in favour of that, of course. And here's a tip from Roy. Roy says, "For me, the most important thing is to simply sit down and start writing. I'm a wonderful procrastinator and there are always so many other things calling for attention from the minor to the important. Even when I imagine I'm bereft of ideas, if I pick up a pen or start tapping on Word, words appear on the page and frequently I have fun." Thanks for that, Roy. I think that's really encouraging. We can all get a bit like that at times, can't we? Thinking so many other things crowd in, don't they? And as exactly as Roy says, from the important to the non-important. But our writing is not as important too. And one thing that we looked at in Writers for a Reason Unite was a little verse from Ecclesiastes, where the writer says that one of the excellent things in this world is to enjoy the work you do. And one of the things that we've been given, the gifts that we've been given, is for writing. And it's great to just sit down and enjoy it, isn't it? So thank you, Roy, for that. Right, next is a writing tip from Jan. She says, "Keep in touch with words. I have heard it said that a huge amount of reading goes into a tiny amount of writing. That is so true, isn't it? I'm sure that all of you, as children and even as adults, are addictive readers. It's almost always the case that writers are also readers. But don't ever give up reading. Just keep reading, reading and reading and glean things from other writers. There is so much out there, isn't there, to be learned from other people. There's never an end to our learning. I have two more people who have sent in writing tips for you. The first one is Michelle. She has several bullet points, so here goes with Michelle's advice for you. If, like me, you can't work to a set structure, stop trying to emulate those that do and end up beating yourself up about it. I cannot structure my writing. I write when inspired, and that's the way it is. Then Michelle has five bullet points for us. Here's the first one. Keep folders in your mobile notes app and jot down anything that you're inspired about when out and about. It might be a book title, an idea, a word you just heard that you love. Pop it in your notes to find when you need it. Great tip. Here's the next one. Create a space that inspires you to write. The environment is so important. Colours, soft blankets, candles, essential oils, flowers, plants, whatever it is, create a corner or space that is filled with all the things that help place you in the zone for writing or reflecting or imagining. That's a great idea, isn't it? Having a beautiful place where you can be inspired. Here's Michelle's next point. Create a playlist on your phone for writing. It is an individual thing, so whenever you listen to a piece that you feel fits the part, pop it in your playlist and then you have a playlist to listen to when you need to. Good idea, hey? Here's the next tip from Michelle. Reading makes us better writers. Me, reading is hard because of ADD. So find other ways such as Audible. And because I can't listen without my hands being busy, I use Bluetooth to connect my phone to my car or home speakers, and I listen to audiobooks while driving. I hate driving, so find this so helpful to pass time. Cooking, ditto as per driving, and I cook for a living, gasp, and walking my dog. And here's Michelle's last tip. Read or listen to the memoirs of other writers. There is so much to gain from the lives of other writers. Definitely. So thank you, Michelle, for taking the time to give us all those really good ideas. I'm sure there's something in there that will inspire you. Right, the very last writing tip is from Fiona, and she says, use nature to inspire, maybe a photo or the real thing. It particularly helps with descriptions to make place come alive in the story. Now, that's very true. It's something that we do mention sometimes here at Write for a Reason. I remember standing in a woods once and closing my eyes and just listening to the sound of the birds, the wind rustling at the top of the trees. And all these things can help you to be a better writer. And nature is a wonderful thing to inspire. Right, that's all for now. If you have any more writing tips that you'd like to share with other Writers for a Reason, do send them to me. I think it's an absolutely wonderful thing that we can all encourage and inspire each other. We all need to keep learning. I can certainly learn from you as much as you can learn from me. And if you'd like lots more free writing tips, hop on over to writeforareason.com, where you'll find resources and encouragement to help you write excellent, relevant, fun novels and get them into your readers' hands. If you haven't yet done my free course, Gripping Beginnings, you can sign up and start straight away, and that'll help you grip your readers from the very first page of your story. And if you have done the Gripping Beginnings course, why not consider going through the Write for a Reason Academy? However much you know or think you know, there's always something new to learn and you'll love it. It's really good fun. So don't put it off. Today is a gift to use wisely. Only you can write your story, and if you've been called to write, someone's waiting for it.